Cuomo blasts Bill de Blasio for refusing National Guard's help, inexcusable. By Joshua Kaplan on June 2, 2020. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, D., revealed Tuesday that New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., refused assistance from the state's National Guard to thwart widespread looting as protests and riots rage over the death of George Floyd. In his daily press briefing, Cuomo issued stinging criticism of de Blasio and the New York Police Department, saying Monday evening's failed attempt to quell violence unrest was inexcusable. "The NYPD and New York City mayor did not do their job last night," Cuomo said. "I think the mayor underestimates the scope of the problem and the duration of the problem. What happened in NYC was inexcusable." The governor explained that he offered cities around the state, including the Big Apple, help from the National Guard to stop looting, but de Blasio rejected the offer. "My option is to displace the mayor of New York City and bring in the National Guard as the governor in an emergency, and basically you would have to take over the mayor's job," Cuomo then explained. "I don't think we're at the point," he said, before adding the move would yield a chaotic situation that wouldn't make any sense. The New York City Police Department arrested more than 700 protesters overnight. Looters damaged the flagship Macy's department store in Midtown Manhattan, emptied a Nike store and broke storefront windows near Rockefeller Center. Violence, fires and looting spread into the Bronx, where police said an officer was targeted in a hit-and-run attack. "That is wholly unacceptable and does not represent the people of this city," de Blasio said. "Anyone who attacks a police officer attacks all of us." The UPI contributed to this report.